All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
PayPal today announced an updated smartphone app that offers digital coupons and lets users pay for items at participating merchants without ever having to take out a credit card or cash. Another feature, Order Ahead, lets you pay for that latte ahead of time, so when you arrive, you can skip the line, grab it, and go. It's one of several different mobile payment systems fighting to replace the wallet. Joining me now is New York Times technology reporter Brian Chen. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Amy. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you. You've been following mobile payments and what's referred to as the mobile wallet for a while now. I used to use the PayPal app to pay for my coffee at a local coffee shop, but it was kind of complicated, and the merchant had to have the system as well. So what's new with the updated app?
So with the PayPal app, I would say that this is the most complete mobile wallet application we've seen in America, at least. It combines all these different features. Like, there's all these different options to pay. So, for example, if I wanted to buy a juice at Jamba Juice, before I even got there, I could order it, and then once I showed up there, they'd hand me the drink. I wouldn't have to do anything. Or if I was at a Home Depot and I was standing in line and I had to pay for something, I could just take out my iPhone and enter some numbers and pay for the item just like I normally would, like with a credit card. So there's different options, and another option is for, like, if I owed you some money and I owed you $20 or something, I could enter your account and say I'm going to send her $20, and you would receive the money in your PayPal app. So there's those options, and in the past it used to be that different applications would break out each of those features and only have that feature. So now we have all of them.
How does this compare to Google Wallet or Pay with Square?
So with Google Wallet, they rely on a technology called NFC, near-field communication. So that's basically like a chip inside the phone that is scanned by a receiver at a register. And the issue with that technology is that not very many merchants have upgraded their equipment to be able to support NFC swipes. And the other one that you mentioned, Pay with Square, it basically relies on an internet connection. So looks for, once you enter a place that has Square, it looks for your phone over an internet connection. And if you have the Square application on your phone, then you can just pay by saying your name.
Mm. PayPal chose to work with merchants in New York, in the Bay Area, and Austin. Those are three pretty tech-centric cities. Do you see this app or any mobile wallet having much appeal for somebody other than your average hardcore techie?
Well, I mean, it goes back to what you were saying, like when you're paying for a coffee, I mean, it's still complicated. And the trade-off of having all these features in one application is that it makes it even more complicated. So when you're entering a store, you need to pay for something. You not only have to take out your phone and load the PayPal app, you have to figure out which type of payment option you're going to use, choose that option, and then pay for the item. And I don't see that being any more convenient than paying with a credit card or cash, which takes just like 2 seconds, as opposed to what sounds like it's going to be 5 seconds. So I think that's going to be the hurdle for Joe Schmo. But for starters, I think it's going to be mainly techies who are going to be using this feature.
PayPal has 132 million accounts worldwide, 55 million of them in the United States. It says it's working with thousands of merchants. Does that give it a better edge, a better chance at succeeding?
I think that's definitely a good point. It has potential because PayPal, historically, we've all been using for so many years. There's millions of people with PayPal accounts already. So there's going to be no friction in terms of getting people to sign up for this service because they already have it, essentially. So I think that definitely helps PayPal a lot. It's just simply, even though we have the features now, are we going to use them? That's going to be the challenge for them.
There are competing mobile wallet technologies, like one that's popular in Japan, where you wave your phone to pay. Which one do you think will win in the U.S. if this is to be a success?
I think all of them have to work together at some point. I mean, you mentioned Japan. The Japanese are really successful of using mobile wallets because they use it in every aspect of life, like not only paying for something in a store, but also tapping their phone to get into the subway or tapping something in a locker room so it drops a key so you can unlock the locker. I mean, there's all these different aspects for them to replace their wallet with the phone. For us right now, we just have a baby step where we're just paying for objects, but we're not thinking about things like buses or subways yet, or even paying for my laundry would be convenient. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are all things that I think we need to embrace at some point in order for the mobile wallet to truly replace the real wallet.
Brian Chen is technology reporter with the New York Times. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you.